And right now, we're talking lotto winning. Because, you know, last week's life-changing Powerball was a whopping $120 million. And that is like serious cash, my friends. But why are the past lotto winners going broke and wishing they had never won lotto in the first place? Did you know that? Did you know that often lotto winners end up going broke? Well, this morning I'm chatting with financial advisor Xavier Lowe, who's from Sydney-based financial planning firm financialadvisor.com.au, to uncover why winning lotto may not be the best thing that's ever happened to someone. Good morning, Xavier. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Willie. I'm well, thank you very much.
Now, my first question is, what is the average Australian salary?
Sure. The average Australian salary is $65,000 right. per annum. Right. Now, that's before tax. So after the government takes its tax, it's leaving the people with $50,000 to spend each year.
Yeah, right. Okay, so it's about $1,000 a week. We've got, well, maybe Correct. Like $800 a week. So to win Powerball at $120 million.
It's the dream.
Oh, my God.
It's a phenomenal amount of money. Yes.
It's totally the dream, right? But why are lotto winners going bankrupt? Like, why do we see that?
Yeah, it's interesting. From the cases we've read about and seen, I think that the most common issue is that the amount of winning just simply doesn't get as far as people expect. So expectations are a bit high, euphoria is a bit high, obviously, after winning that much money. And people just think that they can spend without thinking, and suddenly they're left with nothing left over. So to give you a bit of an example, the top three things that we read about lotto winners wanting to do are quit their job and then live a luxurious lifestyle whilst also helping family and friends. So if we just look at the job aspect of things, if the average salary gives you $50,000 per year to spend, over a 40-year working life, that's $2 million. So depending on how much you win, if it's a more normal figure, such as $5 million, which still sounds like a lot of money, about half of that will go towards living in an average sort of lifestyle throughout a working life.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So when people start wanting to do all three of those things, the money can get used up quite quickly.
Yeah, right. Okay. So it almost sounds like you just need to pick one of those things.
Yeah, like, yeah. One or two of those things, depending on how much you win, you'd be sitting pretty. But anything else, if you go for all three, it can lead to you using a lot of money quite rapidly.
Yeah, I mean, like, you need to win $120 million just to buy a house in Sydney, right? So, like, you can't be quitting your job on that.
Exactly. Luxurious lifestyle. If you wanted a massive mansion by the water or by the harbour, that's going to set you back about $5-6 up to $10 million.
Oh, my God, so, yes. And then it's the maintenance, right? Because it's all very well and good to go out and buy a big boat or buy a big house. Mm-hmm. But then it's the ongoing cost of, okay, well, actually it costs like $50,000 to maintain a house like this.
Yeah, precisely. If you want that jet-setting lifestyle and want to fly first class or business class, you're looking at $10,000-$30,000 a ticket. If you do that two or three times a year, that's another $100,000 each year. And these bills can rack up quite quickly, even on the most sort of essential type of things, like just travel.
Yeah, right.
I think everyone would want to travel, and that can be quite expensive as well.
Yeah. Xavier, I'm sure you speak to a range of people, right, in terms of their financial situations, and what is the most common mistake you see amongst your clients?
In terms of mistakes, so I wouldn't never call it a mistake.
Yes, okay, sorry.
A common habit that people do.
Yes, okay, great.
That's not great, is to probably live beyond your means. So, in other words, having that same thing that I was talking about with the lotto winning, being too euphoric, spending too much without looking at how much you've actually got to spend or how far it can take you.
Like doing the YOLO on everything.
Yeah, correct. So it's great at the time, but it can leave you in problems if you don't plan correctly.
Yeah.
So I know it's boring, but I think that to fix this, you just need to take a moment to sit down and actually look at what you have and consider how you want to spend it and see how far it can get you.
I think that's really good advice, particularly at the moment coming up, because the cost of living is increasing. Mm. Like I was at the grocery store on the weekend and I was like, oh my God, like even just fruit and vegetables is more expensive yes. now, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Cost of petrol is
yes.
getting to $2 a litre now, and suddenly a tank is costing you like $100 plus to fill up.
Oh my God, you're so right. I have a tiny, tiny car. I think it literally takes like 5 litres of petrol, and I filled it yep. up on the weekend and it was $60. And I was like, what? What is this?
I know.
All right, Xavier, one last question before I let you go. Mm. What would you do if you won the $120 million?
I would...
Help friends, live a luxurious lifestyle and quit your job.
No, Willie. The answer is sit down and plan.
Oh, I love it. Would you? I always do the like, I'd like to buy like family members a house.
Mm, yeah. So that
not in Sydney.
The dream, that is good. Yeah, probably not in Sydney. Go buy a large farmland plot somewhere that you can live with everyone in a massive house. But to be honest, if I won $120 million, I would probably look to another boring answer, but I would look to invest it and create a portfolio that would generate income from it. Because what we're finding is that off investments, we could probably generate an income of about 5% of what's invested. Fairly regularly each year.
Yeah, that's a fairly like conservative, reasonable expectation. If you can get 5% off your investments, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, so basically, if you invest that $120 million at 5%, then you're getting like $5 million worth of income each year, which is nothing to sneeze about.
No.
And that would allow you to sort of have that $5 million of spending just every year.
I might be able to buy an apartment with off-street parking. Like, amazing.
So you could actually buy your family and friends a house each year, and it might just take you longer than straight away.
Than straight away. Oh, my God. Xavier Lowe, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really sage advice in maybe not living the YOLO life so much. And if you do win Lotto, just pick one. Don't pick all three of, like, quit your job, luxurious lifestyle, and buy everyone a house. Xavier, thank you so much for your time.
Not a problem, Willie. Thank you for having me.